CFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
Check it out.
What's the most expensive, useless thing you've ever spent money on?
God, there's too many to pick from. There's so many. I've got a few expensive clothes items that I regret.
That you just never wear?
Yeah, like, I don't understand why I'd buy them. Like, Timberlands. I bought a pair of those. I wore them 3 times.
So how much are Timberlands?
Oh, I can't even remember. Over 200.
Over 200 for a pair of shoes. I guess if you're wearing it every day, it's all right. But if they're just
collecting dust. I wore them 3 times.
Yeah, no good.
Does anyone want those, actually? 13, 12, 16?
Really?
$100. Size 10. Women's.
Hardly worn.
Hardly worn them 3 times.
Okay.
All black.
Oh, I like the kind of creamy ones better. Yeah,
they're the ones everyone likes.
Okay. Well, 13, 12, 16, $100.
You're not selling them for me.
I mean, yeah, they're awesome, guys. You've got to call
limited
them.
Limited edition.
Limited pre-edition. How's this from Prada?
Prada.
Of course.
Prada. Have you got anything Prada?
No.
They've launched a Prada paperclip.
Oh.
Just a simple old paperclip. Prada. It's got Prada on the side.
So what, they're doing stationery now?
$180.
Oh.
One clip. One clip, $180.
What? So what does it do? Holds paper.
Yes. Oh, they're also saying you could put money and stuff into it as well if you wanted to, like a money clip in your pocket. But it doesn't look like I've got a money clip. So this is a money clip.
Show me the money clip.
So that's like a...
Oh, yours is like a budget leather one.
That's not budget. That's lasted me more than 10 years.
Has
that's
it?
Rock solid.
Have you ever lost anything?
No.
Really?
Yeah, that's a money clip.
What about the time I told you about my housemate, Courtney? She was a bit of a floozy.
Yeah.
And she used to have a lot of different fellas come over and sleep over.
Yeah.
And I bumped into one of the Logan twins from Big Brother, like
that's
2004.
Right. Yes.
I think
they
it was,
won it.
Yeah, they won the whole thing.
Yep.
I think it was Greg. Bumped into him in the morning because he'd slept over. And she came out of her room later that morning and she's like, oh, Greg from Big Brother left his money clip here. It was a Tiffany & Co.
Really?
Money clip.
That
we looked
been,
up. Yeah.
How, you looked up how much or what?
Yeah,
how much was
I think it was like $400. Because it's like it was like silver. And
here's a tip. Don't spend more money than the money you're going to keep in the clip. Don't spend more on the clip.
Yeah, there was no money in it.
Because he spent it all on the clip.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
CFM.
I just want to play you some audio of a mate of mine, which I came across on his Insta story, that one of the best Insta stories I've seen.
Okay.
And there's a question I want to ask you at the end of it, and anyone listening right now on 13, 12, 16, as to what he should do. So it was in Sydney, in Newtown, and he was heading back to his car. And as he got back to the car, the cops were blocking off where his car was parked.
Yep.
And it turns out there was this dude up on this roof, who's obviously lost it, but he's up on the roof. And he's just throwing tiles down off the roof and they're trying to contain the...
What, roof tiles?
I guess, yeah. Mm. This is him setting up what went down.
It appears that someone is standing up on the roof up there and my car is down there, so we're not allowed to go past to get it. So the gentleman has started ripping tiles off the roof and throwing them down onto my car. It's not a good day for me.
It's not a good day for me. What a quote.
Random.
It is completely random.
To come home to that.
Yeah. Well, I don't think he was coming home.
It's like King Kong. Some guy just hurling tiles.
So the guy's up there and it seems to go for a fair while. I mean, the guy just keeps on launching these tiles.
He's throwing tiles now and that's my car. And the cop said, oh, dear.
Oh,
you just hit a car. He said that, I'm not sure which car. So they said that when he moves to the back of the house, we can quickly run to our cars and drive them out before he throws more tiles. Because as you can see, he's thrown a lot.
How's that bang?
Is that him yelling in the background?
That's him, yeah, up on the roof. That's the guy up on the roof they're trying to contain. How's the bang on the tile?
I don't know if I'd want to run in there to drive my car out. I think I'd just leave it.
Well, that big bang that you heard, it turns out it was his car. It was the windscreen of his car that it landed on. And the police were using themselves to his car, were using his car to shield themselves from the tiles. Have a listen.
It appears that the police who have been hiding behind my car have successfully avoided being hit by tiles, but my windscreen hasn't. It's been smashed.
Why?
The windscreen's cracked. There's a huge dent in the side.
What a day.
He looks over and the police are just hiding behind his car. Na, 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 na. You can't hit us.
Hit this car, not us. Hit this car. Well, apparently there was a Hilux right next to them that they could have been hiding behind, but instead they hid behind this little Mitsubishi. But then he asked a pretty good question at the end of it, which is what I want to get your answer to.
Things would have been really different if the police decided to hide behind that Hilux, which belongs to Jeff here. But instead, they decided to hide behind my Mitsubishi. But I don't know what happens now, because it's not like I'm going to ask the guy on the rooftop to pay for the damages. If the police were using my car as like a barricade to protect themselves from flying tiles, can I get them to pay for my car? I need a new car.
I need a new car.
Well,
a fair
you
question.
Don't. It's a broken windscreen, mate. You get it fixed.
He's trying to get himself a new car.
It's not a write-off, unfortunately.
But who pays for that? I mean, you're going to have to pay some sort of insurance. You can't ask the guy up on the roof, or maybe you can.
I'm pretty sure,
the police,
yeah.
Would the police cover that? Mm. Would he cover that?
The guy up on the roof should be liable.
He doesn't sound liable in the background of that. He's not liable for anything.
Start throwing more tiles.
Get up with Free and Jaunty.
CFM.
Music I grew up on. My mum and dad, they loved Elvis, but they were obsessed with the Bee Gees. That falsetto from Barry Gibb, it's iconic.
There'll be a few people listening right now that haven't heard of the Bee Gees.
I reckon people our age, people our age, their parents would have grown up listening to a bit of this. So
anyone over the age of, what, 25?
Yeah, I reckon they'd know who the Bee Gees are.
Except for Rach, because she's a 40-year-old trapped in a 22-year-old's body.
You're not a normal 22-year-old, right, Rach?
And we did work out where they're from too, right? Well, they're from the UK.
Yeah, which I thought, yeah, they're from the UK, but they grew up in Redcliffe in Queensland.
In Queensland, that's where I was thinking.
Yeah, so we claim them.
Of course.
We claim the Gibb brothers.
Claim anyone that's spent any time here.
Unfortunately, in the last couple of years, the Gibb brothers have passed away, except for one, which is Barry Gibb, which
Good
is the
Baz.
Main singer.
Still kicking.
There was a tribute show. The Grammys did a tribute show for them last month, which was amazing. A lot of famous people got involved in that. But Barry Gibb recently has performed in Glastonbury at a festival renowned, re-owned Legend Slot, it's called.
Okay.
And he performed a set there, which all the favourites from the Bee Gees, which he's got a ton.
Oh, yeah.
There's so many hits that the Bee Gees have written. How deep is your love? Is your
love? He's busting them all out, Barry.
A bit of this,
he's
how deep
it.
Is your love?
Yeah. There's a tweet that went viral, though.
Yeah, so there's a tweet that went viral, and something that people might not know about the Bee Gees is a lot of bands have covered some of their songs.
Oh, yeah.
Over the years.
Yeah.
And a lady by the name of Rachel Burns sent out a tweet last night saying, "Shame Barry Gibb hasn't got more of his own material. First he covered Take That, then Boyzone, now Steps." Anyway, she's being sarcastic. Because obviously all of these bands have covered a Bee Gees song in their time and he was redoing all their actual songs.
Yep.
People didn't get the joke. It went viral. People have retweeted it thousands and thousands of times thinking she's serious.
And people are jumping on board too, aren't they?
Yes. Just
getting stuck into the
All these people were
Bee Gees
defending the Bee Gees.
Yeah.
What I wanted to do this morning, my mum. She's a massive Bee Gees fan. She's always trying to get some Bee Gees played on this station.
She's forever, since the day one that we started doing this radio show, she's always tried to talk us into playing more Bee Gees.
Yeah, just
be great.
A bit more Bee Gees and the music would be a lot better.
Spot on.
What I want to do this morning, off the back of this, let's call her up, tell her that there's some tweets that have gone viral about Barry Gibb's performance last night.
Yeah.
But let's make them up.
Yeah.
And just hate on the Bee Gees a bit. Say there's been some hateful tweets that have gone out saying they're washed up, they're done, he should quit singing.
And are we going to tell her that if she doesn't react to the tweets,
yes.
We'll play a Bee Gees song on this
so
station?
That is the key.
Do you think she'll be able to hold it in? I don't think she'll be able to hold it in.
Knowing how passionate my mum
super passionate.
Is about the Bee Gees, I don't think she'll be able to contain herself.
At
but that's the challenge this morning.
At that Christmas lunch we went to, I got cornered by Mama Di because they were playing some Bee Gees and she was giving me the full-blown history for hours.
Don't ask her about the time her and her two sisters went to see the Bee Gees in Sydney. Don't bring it up.
I was trying to tell her One Direction was better. And,
sit
down here, son. And she gave me the
full
spiel.
Okay. That could be in a tweet. I've got that in one of my tweets, actually.
Okay,
made
cool.
Made up tweets.
All right. We're going to put this to Mama Di next and see what we get out of her.
Can she contain herself?
The answer's already no. It's going to be great.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
There's a story that's come out today about the Bee Gees, one of my favourites.
Old school.
But my mum's all-time favourite.
Big time, yeah.
Oh, she loves the Bee Gees. I grew up listening to these guys. Amazing band, and they've had tons of hits.
And someone's targeted Barry Gibb. The Lasky brother.
He's performed.
Just trying to sing.
He's performed in Glastonbury for a legend slot yesterday. And a lady tweeted about it saying, she was being sarcastic, saying, shame Barry Gibb doesn't have more of his own material. And everyone's taken it like she's being serious. And it's been retweeted thousands of times defending Barry Gibb.
Do you think Mama Di knows about this tweet? Not yet.
No.
So we're going to break the news to her. We've also made up our own tweets here.
I said
to
we
fire
need to,
her up.
We need to put her to the test because if I know my mum, she'll fire up.
All right, I'm going to call her right now and we'll give her the lowdown.
We need to say to her that if she doesn't fire up, we'll potentially play.
We'll tell her that now.
Okay, good. She better answer.
Morning.
Morning, Mama Di.
Morning, Mum.
Hello.
How you going?
Oh, very well.
So wonderful to hear from you again.
Yeah, we heard from you last week, but you're going to like this morning, Mum.
Oh, okay.
We've got something good for you today, Di.
Mum,
you'll love it.
If I asked you, who are your ultimate music influences?
The ultimate?
Who's your ultimate?
Well, I've got the ultimate, which is obviously Elvis, but my ultimate, who's alive, would be Shannon Knoll.
Mum, the only reason she's saying that is because she thinks she could potentially get to meet Shannon Knoll. Mum, let's talk serious. Who's your other ultimate, ultimate?
Come on, Di.
Oh, my goodness. I've got a lot of them, though, Brianna.
Who
really?
Do you talk about all the time? Me and my sisters went to Sydney to watch them and run.
Oh, the Bee Gees.
There it is. No, we haven't got Barry Gibb for you to chat to.
We don't have Barry Gibb.
Imagine that.
I would have been absolutely beside myself.
You would have cried. We know that.
Oh, I know.
But
I
we know you're a big advocate for trying to get some Bee Gees played on CFM, aren't you?
Oh, for sure. You have to play
all the
Bee Gees song.
Yeah, okay.
Mum, Barry Gibb is back in the news today. He performed in Glastonbury last night. He did a legend slot. He did all the hits. How Deep Is Your Love, Words, Tragedy, all your favourites.
Oh, my God.
But guess what's happened,
Mum?
Is he
coming to Australia?
Guess what's happened?
Yes.
He hasn't had a stroke.
No. He's okay.
He's all right. He's alive.
But last night on Twitter... On Twitter, Mum likes to call it.
Twitter.
Some people were blowing up, and there's been some mean tweets written about Barry Gibb, Mum.
How can they be mean? I mean, fair dinkum, they gave us the live in the 70s, the 80s, the 90s. Come on.
Well, Di, we want to put you to the test this morning just to test your love. We've got some of the tweets here.
We're
going to run them by you. And your job is to just, you can't react.
You need to keep your cool, Mum.
Yeah.
All right?
Okay.
Don't react. We need to read these out. You need to keep your cool. And if you can keep your cool all the way through, we're going to play a Bee Gees song, potentially.
Oh, no, you'll have to play two.
Oh, negotiating.
All right,
like
well, stop making the rules up yourself.
All right, first.
Here comes the
first
tweet.
Cab off the rank. Go all for right. it, Bree.
Jared Fitz writes, give it up, Barry. You're nothing without your brothers. Washed up, horrible music. Snooze Fest 2017.
Well, really, what would Jared know?
Oh, that's
Mum,
reacting.
Whoa, that's close.
You are reacting
that's
there.
Close.
I tell you, I'm really containing it at this stage.
This one from Stinger 92. He says, can't believe Barry Gibb would do that at Glastonbury. Bee Gees, more like BZ grade celebrities.
Oh, that one burns.
Look, I'm getting to the stage where I don't think I can even talk.
Here comes Dreamweaver 89. Remember when the Bee Gees were relevant? Their songs these days just don't compare to the likes of Justin Bieber and Snoop Dogg.
Oh, my God.
Don't react.
That's the game, Di. You can't react. Harry 1986 says, Who let this old guy up on stage? Does the retirement home know he escaped and that he's on the loose murdering classic 90s songs?
Oh, my goodness me. I'm going to have a drink.
My favourite one is from Annabelle, who says, these aren't even his original songs. We all know Take That and Steps did it first.
Oh, shows her mentality.
What do you think, Mum?
Oh.
You didn't remain quiet through that, I've got to say.
Yeah.
Now, I am so furious at the moment, but I could have even sworn then.
No, well, you didn't contain
it. I'm going to contain it because I need a song now.
I need a song. And of all the BG songs you could pick, which one would you pick?
Words.
Words. Straight into a bit of words, eh?
Oh, it's not in the system. It's too old.
Let's give Di her song, the Bee Gees words. Yeah.
Oh, we're playing it.
Yeah, let's give her the...
Oh, Mum, how do you feel?
This is it.
Oh, I have got goosebumps all over me. I love you guys. That has absolutely...
Oh. Have a listen to her. Oh, sorry, it's only a 15-second version of the song, Di.
Oh.
That's all we've got.
I'm going to play the whole. Oh, I'm going to go and play. Put my DVD on right now.
The Bee Gees DVD.
Oh. Reminisce about the time me and my sisters went to Sydney to see the Bee Gees.
They pushed me back because I wanted to go up the front dancing, Gaundy.
Hey, Di.
Security.
We made up all the tweets.
None of them were real.
Oh, thank goodness for that. I'm so glad.
Get up with Free and Gaundy.
CFM.
Just wanted to bring up the old toilet key at cafes.
Mm.
You go to a cafe, you ask for the toilet key, and they normally hand you something on a... I went to a cafe yesterday. This is what got me thinking of it.
Usually a spoon.
Yeah, like a big, like cooking spoon.
Yeah, so it doesn't get lost.
Yeah, but see, I mean, I get it that it doesn't get lost, but what I don't like, I mean, a cooking utensil at a cafe,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's the key I'm taking to the toilet. I don't want to be thinking about the utensils... While I'm in the toilet.
Well, they're not using them.
I know, mate, but come on.
What?
Does it have to be that?
Well, I went to a cafe once and it was a doll's head.
Oh, that's
and
creepy.
It freaked me out. I said, can you pick something a bit different than a doll's head?
Do they wash the doll's head or the big spoon is what I want to know.
This doll's head had hair on it. Like, that's picking up all kinds
that
of
is, isn't it?
Bacteria.
Yeah. Oh,
I love seeing what people choose as the toilet key thing.
I am interested. Do you think it's just whatever's lying around?
What was the one yesterday?
It was a big spoon. Yeah,
a big
cooking utensil spoon.
Okay.
Big heavy metal one. So, but then I started looking up. I got back to my seat and I'm waiting for the food to come out. And I started looking up other things in the, like someone's done a top 10 of the.
Let me guess, is it on BuzzFeed?
No, not BuzzFeed.
Oh, well, BuzzFeed will be jumping on this now.
Do you know number one apparently is seats?
A seat?
Yeah, when all the tests and stuff they did, the seats in the cafe or the restaurant, because it says here 70% of chairs that were tested had bacteria on them.
Oh, I thought you mean what to use for the toilet key, and I was like, how is it? What, you have to drag the seat into the toilet? That's a nightmare.
No, just the seats that you sit on.
What's that for?
They said they found 17 when they did these tests. On no particular cafe, by the way, not on the Central Coast anyway. They found 17 different types of bacteria. Because customers sit on them.
It the toilet seat or just a normal seat?
No, just a normal seat.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, I wouldn't like a test to be done on my seats at home.
They advise if you've been sitting on the seats, you should go and wash your hands before
gotcha.
You come back and eat. So, but Nicole's given us a call on 13, 12, 16. Morning, Nicole.
Morning.
Morning, guys.
You're from Terrigal?
Yes, I am.
Got a cafe there?
Well, I work at Mingara at the moment, but I used to work at Erina, Michelle's Patisserie.
Oh, yeah.
And we used to use an ice cream container lid for our toilet key.
That's not bad, I guess, ice cream container lid.
It was pretty bad.
A little bit budget.
Our bosses, every time it would just break, they'd just wait till we finished an ice cream and just use the lid off that one. So.
Oh, they could have splurged, Nicole, on something else.
And it was the cheap ice cream as well.
Oh, no.
Like old school Napoleon with the three flavours.
I like that.
No,
yeah, that was
Woolworths
pretty cool.
Woolworths brand.
Okay.
Oh, no one's buying the Woolworths brand. And then everyone at the cafe would have been like, oh, this is what they're using.
Yeah,
and they know,
exactly.
Don't they?
Mm.
And so, yeah. And did when you handed the key over, I've never been on that side of the desk. I've only been receiving the key. But when you hand it over, do you get a bit of a look from the customers when you go, here's the dirty toilet key, it's coming your way?
Yeah, majority. But the funniest, like, it's normally for staff to use as well.
Right.
But when we get new staff and we tell them this is the key, they always used to be like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah.
Because where are you putting
that? Do you still want to work here?
Do you still? They're like, yeah?
Like when you go to the bathroom, where are you putting that key? Like,
well, that's always the awkward thing in there as well.
You know, like at least like a spoon, you could hang that on the back of the door or something.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just awkward.
Yeah, I'm never eating chocolate ice cream ever again.
They should attach it. No, I'll probably still.
Yeah,
I probably would.
Get up with Free and Gaunzy.
CFM.
Big news yesterday. Everyone was talking about this, weren't they?
Yeah.
Christopher Pyne, the leaked audio tape of him saying that gay marriage in this country could be happening earlier than we think.
If you haven't heard the audio yet, I mean, it sounds like it's recorded on someone's phone at an event.
Yeah,
the audio
makes it all secret and
stuff. I know. Here's what he had to say. Take a listen.
And one of those that we've got to deliver before too long is marriage equality in this country. I said that 2 years ago. It didn't go so well. We are working on it. I see Christine Abbott here. She's working on it as well. She would have been here 2 years ago when we last said we're going to get it. We're going to get it. I think it might even be sooner than everyone thinks. And your people, your friends in Canberra are working for that outcome.
So there you go. It's got the politicians talking anyway.
Which, if you don't know Christopher Pyne, he's a leading figure in the Liberal Party.
Yeah.
So in the moderate faction, which, I mean, and the Malcolm Turnbull government has come out recently, I think in the last couple of days, and has said that the government's policy to hold a plebiscite on same-sex marriage in the country still remains unchanged.
Right.
So it's kind of conflicting views, isn't it? Christopher Pyne saying one thing, Malcolm Turnbull's kind of saying another thing.
Wasn't the plebiscite going to cost a whole lot of cash, taxpayers' money?
And it's and it's an outcome that we would get, which ultimately they don't have to really do.
Yeah.
It's not like a referendum.
I mean, I'm not sure about places around the world, but, you know, New Zealand and certain states in America, did they all do this sort of plebiscite kind of stuff? They just changed. They just changed it, did they?
They just changed it.
Right.
They said time has come.
What do you
reckon, it's 2017.
What do you think the government are worried about? Why aren't they changing it?
I think Malcolm Turnbull sold his soul to get into power, to get into the government, and now he kind of is backed into a corner and he can't make really big decisions like that. But, I mean, at the end of the day, don't you want to be remembered for something big?
Yeah.
Like, make a big decision. I know people are saying, it's massive, it's going to be huge changes. Is it really? Like, to be honest, if they change that law, no one would really know except for the people who probably can then get married.
Ask the people of New Zealand. I'm sure it hasn't changed their lives on a daily basis, you know.
No, they're
sure
living
they're
life.
About their day, no worries. So, yeah, I mean, look, it's an interesting one. I mean, it's bound to happen at some stage anyway. I mean, it's not never going to happen.
It makes us look as a country like we're behind the eight ball a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we're even America, like a country that big and they've got that many problems, can change it. Why can't we?
Certain states, though, right? Across America?
No, it's the whole country, I'm pretty sure.
It's the whole of the United States.
I think it's nearly every state in America you can now get legally married.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Well, our psychic medium, Philippa Lee.
She did say.
She predicted before the end of the year.
I mean, for Christopher Pyne to say something like that, so if you listen to him, he says it so adamantly, you know, like it's going to happen.
He alludes like he knows something.
Yeah. Maybe he's been chatting to our psychic medium.
Philippa Lee. Goes, Chris, I'm telling you.
I spoke to Brian Gaundy on the Central Coast. This needs to happen.
They know what's happening.
For the sake of my own career.
Get up with Brian Gaundy.
CFM.
We've got Katy Perry tickets to give away for the world-famous Rooftop Presents this Friday.
Katy Perry's new album, Witness, available to download or stream now.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Our world-famous Rooftop Presents... Are you ready? Katy Perry live and exclusive to us.
Can't wait.
Turn it up, keep it on repeat. Born on repeat, baby.
Katy Perry, Katy Perry.
All right, here it is.
If you don't realise how exclusive this is, Gaundy, I can tell because I feel sick. I'm that excited that we have tickets to this.
Yeah, and we want to send people from the coast.
Exactly.
That's what we want to do. That's what
Physical
we're about
tickets.
Here.
So this, you're going to win your way to play for these tickets on Friday, which is a very good chance of going.
You just need to be able to make the station on Friday morning and you could be off to see Katy Perry that day.
And let's just say, if you win your way this morning to play on Friday, you're going to have to be willing to do some stuff to get to the show.
Terry's in Gosford. Morning, Tez.
Morning, Tez.
Morning.
Morning, mate. We're going to try and find the real Katy Perry fans here, so you're going to go up against Cindy in Killarney Vale. Morning, Cindy.
Morning.
Good morning.
Guys, we're going to play you a grab of a Katy Perry song. First one to buzz in with their name and guess correctly the song is through to the grand final here this morning. Are you good to go?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, you need to buzz in with your name and we need the name, the full name of the song, okay, guys? First one to buzz in will win their way to the second round
yes.
this morning.
And we'll take on the next contestant. Let's do it because we've got a bit to get through here,
yes.
Bree. So here it is. Here we go. Anyone?
Oh, I can't think of it. Can't think of it.
Cindy or Terry? Can you do it?
Cindy the Rhythm. Sorry, Terry.
Terry has buzzed in.
Buzz in. Stop the song.
Terry, hang on. I'm stopping the song.
Terry.
Change of the Rhythm.
Is correct, Tez. He's through to the next round. Well done, mate. Goodbye to Cindy.
He had to wait for the chorus when it said the name of the song.
When it says what it is.
All right, let's go to Tracy and Morissette. She's in the next game. Morning, Trace.
Good morning.
Are you a big Katy Perry fan?
My daughter is, so played all the time.
All right, good luck this morning, Trace. You're taking on John this morning. Morning, John.
Morning.
All right, guys.
All right, guys.
Here comes your song. Buzz in. Here it is. So you want to play
with magic. Yep. Boy, you
should need to buzz in.
That was John,
John? Yeah. You buzzed in, John.
Dark Horse is correct.
Nice work.
The fellas.
Doing well this morning. So that means the final game this morning to win your way to play on Friday is between Terry and Gosford and John.
I would have picked the ladies going into it, if I'm honest. Well done, guys. All right, here comes your song. So whoever gets this here is coming on Friday morning for a crack at the Katy Perry tickets. Very good chance of getting the tickets.
Very good chance.
High chance.
Are you ready, guys?
Yep.
Buzz in with your name when you know the name of this song. You give me that hummingbird heartbeat.
Spread my wings and make me fly. The taste of the Kyle Jones.
John?
John has buzzed in.
Was that you, John?
Yeah, Hummingbird.
He's gone with Hummingbird.
Oh.
It's only
Hummingbird
half...
heartbeat.
Oh, he saved
it.
Himself. Oh, John.
I don't know how you've done it, John, but you've...
Massive Katy Perry fan, John.
Mate, the missus loves her, eh?
Oh, John.
Can I just say, on Friday, John, come to the radio station in the morning, very, very good chance of some tickets.
But you got to be willing to put it all on the line, John. Can you do it?
I'll put it all on the line, mate.
Because you're going to be in your missus' good books for the next 10 years if you win these tickets.
It's the world-famous Rooftop Presents Katy Perry, live and exclusive. Katy Perry's new album, Witness, is available to download or stream now.
I'll be getting the day off work on Friday, John.
Yeah,
let's just say that.
I'd be working on that right now. Get up with Free and Gaunzy.
CFM.
Em from the newsroom is here with us.
Morning.
Morning.
You've been reporting on this media ride on the Central Coast.
Yeah, so I came in this morning and we had a couple of emails and a bit of action on social media about people reportedly hearing and seeing a meteor last night at around 9:30. Different locations across the coast, as far north as Tuggerah and then as far south as Edelong and Yumina. So, yeah, it's interesting.
It's very interesting. I mean, it's not often you see a meteorite, and I've looked into it. So technically, a meteorite is a shooting star,
yeah.
Same thing,
yeah.
But it actually enters the Earth's atmosphere and doesn't break up before impact. So that's the difference.
I love how excited we get about this sort of stuff too. Like, I got genuinely excited when I read that this morning.
Anything from space, like,
I know.
You just don't know that much about it, so... It's interesting.
We put the call out there to see if anyone had seen it last night. And Lewis from Lake Macquarie's given us a call. Morning, Lewis.
Morning.
Morning, Brian Gordy. How are we?
Good,
very
mate.
Well. Did you see it?
Yeah. So we were going to have a barbecue. It was just me and the fellas yesterday and playing some pool. And the whole lake flashed up and the
shot up and had a look at it, and yeah, sure enough, the shooting star.
How long did it last? Because I've seen some shooting stars that feel like they go for a solid couple of seconds. Was it really brief, or...?
Mate, it wasn't exactly so brief. Like, it was a longer extending one than normal. Like, it was probably lasted at least for 2 or 3 seconds.
And did you feel... Did you feel any tremor or any noise or anything like that, Lewis?
Well, there was a bit of a... not so much a bang. Like, we did have music going on, but, yeah, it wasn't, so much of a bang.
That was a different kind of banger.
Did you think, oh, what have I been drinking? Like, would you think you'd just seen things?
Had a few too many bourbons.
Yeah,
a few too many J-Dos. I don't mind with Jack Daniels.
Getting into it, okay.
A few black rats.
It's hard to take... a report from someone who's been drinking. I'm not saying Lewis didn't see it, but...
I say it was really bright
really
in the sky,
bright.
So it was super hard to miss if you were outside.
And apparently yellow and blue coloured.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay. Well,
I wonder why yellow and blue.
I'm not sure. Just all the...
The picture on the Facebook page that a guy named Dennis O'Sullivan took is incredible. If you haven't seen it, yeah, it's kind of a blue colour, bluey yellow.
We're getting a lot of comments saying, yeah, we felt it. It shook our windows. So it's a thing. Someone here said, yeah, quick, let's get the Central Coast UFO group out there to see what's going on.
A Martian.
Yeah.
Has landed.
I'd be interested
in the
that.
Hunter Valley. They go, oh, where's a good spot? Oh, a lot of wine there. Yeah. Let's aim for that.
Get up with Free and Gaunzy. CFM.